Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Thursday morning here. It is March, and man, it is a beautiful few days for us here in Corinth, so we're thankful for that. We're thankful that we get to do this radio show. We call it Hope because our mission for the next few minutes is to bring hope to you, and the only way we know how is to talk about our Lord Jesus. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with two of my great friends, Bobby Capps, who is the leader at Crosswinds Biblical Counseling Center, which is located right here in downtown Corinth. If you didn't know about it, it's on Tate Street at Crosswind Ministries. They have a biblical counseling center there. So we're thankful for Bobby and Brett and their partnership and friendship with us. And I have Wesley Jackson with me. Wesley is the director of the Freedom Center. And the Freedom Center is a residential men's program for men 21 and older that's located here in Corinth. Maybe you didn't know about it. It is located right outside the city limits. What we call the Alcorn Central School Crossing, red light on 72, right there by the old dirt racetrack. It used to be a dentist's office years ago. Been a Seventh-day Adventist school, food pantry and things over the years. And Wesley, a few years ago, we bought it and remodeled it. And tell us where it's at today.
Yeah, Tommy, February of 21, we bought it. December of 21, we started our first group, and now that's grown over the past 2 years. Starting our third year, we have added new staff. We've taken in 80 gentlemen who are struggling with life-controlling issues, mostly in the category of drugs and alcohol, and we've graduated 34 of those men. Got seven still out there. Had the privilege to baptize about 18 of them, I think, 18 or yeah. 19. So it's been a fun journey. It's growing. We've just added on to the facility. We're trying to get it to where we can house about 14 to 16 men at one time. So some of our needs are we're trying to figure out transportation with that. Our schedule's pretty busy. So that's one of the things we have going on right now, navigating our way through some growth and how to accommodate the growth. But it's been just a blessing to be part of, Tommy. The guys out there just always challenges us as much as we challenge them to be better, to do better, to love better, and love seeing guys come through the program and get back on their feet and find that hope that we're talking about today that's in we have in Christ.
Little shout out to Ralph on those February 21st and December 21st. 21st, 21's 3-7s, Ralph.
Yep.
So perfect. Perfect.
What are you? Are you shooting
dice?
Man,
get him going. Get him going.
What are we doing? Shooting dice? What's going on?
Y'all
you mentioned Ralph and Sevens and
y'all
stuff.
Don't get Ralph back in the casino.
No, Ralph's but
our numbers
last night at Grace Chapel, there at the end of it after Dr. Pratt's sermon, and he was in Acts 13 last night. But look, I just was standing there looking at her guys, man, and it just dawned on me. And I told my wife, Maria, when we left, you know, we don't have them very long. 12 weeks ain't a very long period.
It feels like, and it feels shorter and shorter.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you the one I've used as an example, our friend Jay. I was sitting there. He was the one that was closest to us. And we was just talking about how he has changed, his appearance has changed, things is going great for him. And I told Maria, you know, 12 weeks seems like a long time to them guys. But in reality, it's a short period of their life that they can be with us, and we get to do life with them guys. And you know, whether it's like yesterday, Wesley, I know we done Proverbs with them at 8:30. They had had breakfast at 8, Proverbs at 8:30. We went to the school at 9:30, and then they done their groups and stuff. And after lunch, they had Corey Burcham come in at 12:30, 1 o'clock, new group. Then they go to the gym. When Wesley come by my store, it looked like he had been working like slaving all day. Them boys worked him to death in the gym. And then last night, they go to church there at Grace Chapel. So it's a very, very busy day, and we get to do that with them almost every day for 12 weeks. And, you know, we don't
it's a treasure, man. And, like, this morning we were walking in, and somebody said that Ryan was graduating in 2 weeks, and I was like, it just grabbed my heart, man. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. He ain't leaving yet.
It happens fast.
So, we really love them. They're easy to love, I'm so thankful that the Lord lets us get to do life with these guys.
Well, and like I said, we get to do a lot of it because of the community. We get calls every day, somebody needing help or somebody wanting help. Sometimes it's a lady or a woman hunting help. So we've got resources and places that they can call, they can get in. Wesley's got several women in the last few months.
Yeah.
Either at God's House of Hope or Transformation Ranch. The court was calling yesterday, checking on some of them ladies. But then when the men call us, you know, not every man can come to our program. Whether it's finances or they've got some physical disabilities or medical reasons and things like that. We find them help, though. Yeah. We want to find them help. But for the ones that get to come and the ones that, and like right now, we actually got 8 guys there right now. We'd still like to take 2 more.
Yeah, I would like to take 2 today.
Yeah, we'd still like to take 2 more today. So, Wesley, if somebody's listening to us, how do they get help? Where can somebody struggling with drug addiction or somebody that's got a son, family member, brother, whatever. How can they start the journey?
The journey starts at CorinthFreedomCenter.com. CorinthFreedomCenter.com. And that's a man or woman, Tommy. Really, I've had some women put in applications in the in my email there. I get those and I call them back and we get them help wherever that may be. So like you said, we're willing to help whoever and however we can. But that starts at CorinthFreedomCenter.com. You go there, click on the apply link, and just put some information in, and I always respond to those in a very timely manner, usually within 12 hours.
Well, and hey, we want to help. Mm-hmm. We want to help. Some of these guys that is with us today was at the end of the road. I mean, and one of them's own testimony was that he called place after place after place that weekend. And he couldn't get nobody. And I said, no, we will help you. Put the application in.
I want to tell one story, and I hate to do this because I didn't ask him, and I hope this doesn't embarrass you. Please, you can pick on me if it does. But, like, you know, you said that you took him to the alternative school, and, you know, y'all have a presence at JDC, and there's these, you know, young people who are locked up already, you know, when they're young. And one of our guys said, you know, I haven't ever trusted anybody, period. And so when I knew I needed help, like, there was only one person I thought of, and he was like, Tommy Wilson. He goes, because when I was in JDC, he came and saw me. And when I was in alternative school, he came and saw me. And the only person that I knew that cared about me in this town was him.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't realize, you know, that hearts are broken and starving to be loved. And just showing up sometime and looking at a kid and saying, I'm here for you.
You know,
when he's struggling is a big deal.
Every week. We go to the alternative school. Been going for well over 10 years now. Next week, spring break, so we'll miss. And now, when I can't go, Wesley goes. So somebody's there every week now. And, you know, it's some weeks every week we carry donuts. It's amazing, the kid, I mean, people years later, or some kid will see me in Walmart or Gardner's, and they'll say, hey, yeah, hey, how you doing and stuff. You brought me donuts, you know. So it's just the fact that we want to sit around the table and get to know them. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we did it. Some days it seems like we may be bouncing off the wall, but it's just like this young man, he knew where he could go get help and stuff. So we're glad he's with us. And things, we get to do that daily because of her support. And things, we get to do this radio show because of her support. And I believe we are in our fourth year now. We're in our fourth year now doing this. Mm-hmm. So we're grateful for that. I walked in this morning and told Dr. Phil, I said, Phil, we really don't have a lineup and stuff. And he said, oh, really? So, but he did say, you know, there's three preachers in the room, so I'm sure y'all can find something. But look, we get to do it because of our support, and this radio show is supported monthly, yearly, because of with people. And I'm going to name a couple of them. Wesley, you've got the list. I'm going to name, like, my wife, Maria Wilson, Wilco Real Estate Group, her and her team. They're very busy right now. So, but if you got any need for real estate, buying, selling, questions, reach out to my wife. Listen, I'll tell you this. Nobody will outwork my wife in real estate. Nobody. And so I'm just telling you, encourage you, if you got real estate needs, reach out to my wife, Maria Wilson, and her team. My friend Bart Dorn at Gatlin's Pharmacy, for all you pharmacy needs in Tishomingo County, Tishomingo, Mississippi. Any kind of pharmacy needs, go to Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo. And then also Nick Bain. Nick, I was on the phone with Nick yesterday with one of our guys that needs to be with some legal trouble. Nick always helps us, and we're thankful for our relationship with Nick Bain, and we're thankful for him. Any of your legal needs, reach out to Nick. Wesley, you call out the others.
Yeah, we got Daniel Arthur and the local Subways. They've been a supporter of the show and our golf tournament in the Freedom Center for a long time, so we're thankful for his crew at the Subways. Hudson Window Solution. Perry and his group came on last summer, I believe, and they're going on a year now supporting the show. Crosswind Ministries, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, Living Free Ministries, and newly to the show is Outpost Outdoors.
Tell them what that is, Wes.
Man, that's up there in Pickwick, and they've got a variety of opportunity there for you to rent side-by-sides, STXs, whatever they call it. They've got several of those to rent, campers, camping spots. You've got 4,000 acres there to ride, and they're doing package deals all through the summer where you can take your family, go up there and rent a side-by-side and just have a good time for the weekend. So,
got a spot for a camper, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... reach out to our friends there at
Outpost Outdoors.
Outpost Outdoors. Almost a lot of O's there. Outpost. Well, look, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how you can help the Freedom Center in the next segment. It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey, we'll welcome you back here in our second segment of Hope. We named our show Hope because that's what we want to do. We used to be drug dealers. We're hope dealers now.
Amen.
So that's kind of what we are and who we are. And we love what we get to do every day. And we was talking about the Freedom Center in the first segment, and the guys that come, we've had 80 men come. And listen, them 80 men has come from Texas,
San Diego,
Washington State,
mm-hmm. San Diego, Florida, Indiana. So what these guys has come all around to Carnes, Mississippi to get help and things. So we have a lot of local guys. Our group right now has got several local guys in it, from Red Bay to Selmer, I guess, to right here in Corinth and things. So Boonville. Mm-hmm. So we're not only
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico, but not only are we a community resource, we're becoming a national resource for people that is reaching out for help. And that really excites me, Bobby, to find out that people around the country is finding out what's going on here and reaching out to us. And we've always had people call from all around the country and ask what we do here, how did we get started. I'm fixing to have a chance to go speak at a conference in Panama City. And the only reason they want me to come is to tell them what's going on in Corinth, Mississippi and things. So that now we're starting to see people come here for help. So we get to do all that because of the support. And Wesley, we have a major event coming up in April.
Yeah.
That allows the community to be a big part and have a fun way to support us. But it's the fundraiser we do every year. It's our fourth annual one, golf tournament. And it's April the 19th and April the 20th. It is at Shallow Ridge. We're going to give you an opportunity to either play on Friday or play on Saturday. But also, we've got our big sponsors, Wesley. Langley Wealth Management, Brian and Donna Langley, Zeb Taylor is our presenting sponsor. They are sponsors that has been our major sponsor since day one, since we started. So we're thankful for them. But then we have some more, I guess we call these platinum sponsors, our next four major sponsors that allows us to put on our golf tournament. Dinner Bell, Melissa Carson and her friend, the people there at the Dinner Bell, Grace Chapel, Dr. Pratt, and our friend now, did they call him Interim Bobby? What did they call him last night?
He's at least associate pastor.
Yeah, Interim
anyway.
Pastor or something at Grace Chapel. This church has been our biggest supporter, sponsor since we started.
Yeah.
They just have been. They've been one of our big sponsors for our golf tournament every year too. Gatlin's Pharmacy, our friend Bart and Don Dorn there, and Tishomingo Pharmacy, And we got a new one, Wesley. I'll let you. You may know these people. You share about the last.
Yeah, no, I got my mom, stepdad, and then my stepbrother. They're all in on this next one. It's Southeast Auto Direct, co-sponsoring with Golden Circle Auto Group. Southeast Auto is located over here in Iuka, just a used car superstore. And then Golden Circle's all your new car opportunity and buying. You can get. They got five different locations from all the way up to the interstate, down into Bolivar, Jackson, Parsons, Lexington. Reach out to them for any of your car buying needs, but we're thankful they're supporting us.
Yeah. And, so there's our big sponsors. They're the ones that kind of allow us to get this thing off the floor.
Yeah.
So now we have 36 slots of hold sponsors. Mm-hmm. And Wesley, a hold sponsor is $1,000. You get a team in a golf tournament. You can play Friday or Saturday, either one.
Which means you get four guys that you can play.
So and if you don't want to play golf, that's fine. We just need $1,000.
Yeah.
Look, but we need 36 slots, and I didn't bring my list with me. We have probably six or eight of them slots already filled up. Last time I was on the radio show, I wasn't here last Thursday. I was watching high school basketball. I heard y'all. I listened to y'all.
North Mississippi?
North Mississippi. Big shout out to all the coaches from around the area.
Out of 14 winners were from North Mississippi.
Let me give a big shout out. Tishomingo County girls, Coach Brian Middleton. Here in Alcorn County, Coach Cliff Little, who won his third out of the last 4 years with boys. Belmont girls, Coach Higginbottom, who won his fifth state tournament at Belmont. Coach Michael Smith at Boonville Boys, who won his seventh gold ball, probably his fourth with his girls or so. I mean, with the boys. And then the sweet story of the whole tournament, the Blue Mountain girls, Coach Regina Chills there. The smallest school in the state, the oldest gym, probably the less support. Them girls, just it was a great story.
Wow.
So there, and then Ingemar girls and boys, which it's tradition. If you talk about basketball, you got to start with Ingemar in Mississippi. They've won 20 state championships at Ingemar. Huh. And Coach –
where's that at?
Ingemar is in Union County. So if you want to learn about basketball, you go to Ingemar. And Coach Ashley and Coach Adair Ashley's the boys' coach. Adair is the girls' coach. And then the Tupelo Golden Wave won the girls, so that was a big shout out to them. But so yeah, I love basketball. But the last time I was here, before I went on my basketball vacation, we was talking about the golf tournament, and one of our guys, Chad Pierman at Chad's Auto.
Auto
Alignment and Tire Store there called us, texted us, so we're thankful for Chad. So why don't we give her phone number today, Wesley, in case somebody wants to text us and say, I want a piece of the golf tournament. And I know we've already had several of the whole sponsors lined up, but we probably still need at least 26 or 28.
Yeah, I'm going to say so. I know we've got Outpost Outdoors again on that, Austin Environmental, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, the Family Clinic at the Lake, Wilco, thank Dave Moore. He said his law firm's going to get one. Nick Bain,
Jason Roberts at the Bridge.
And
things. So we've waiting on confirmation from with two more churches that had supported us in the past.
Yeah.
So we're just tagging along. But our phone number, we need your whole sponsors. We need you to be part of this. It's more than just playing golf. It's setting up the funds and allowing us to have the Freedom Center in our area. Because without this golf tournament, we'd be in financial trouble for the year. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of what we are. It's a big part of our budget. This year, our goal was to raise $70,000 on it. And we're well over halfway there. So, but now if we can fill the rest of these hold sponsors, we need 20, 25 or 26 more hold sponsors right now at $1,000 a piece would meet our goal, would totally fund what we need to do at the Freedom Center. So my phone number is 662-603-9829. If you want to text me and say, I'll be part of that golf tournament. Put me down for a $1,000 hole sponsor and tell me what day you want to play, Friday or Saturday. That'd be good. Or here is the golf director, Mr. Mm-hmm. Golf himself, Wesley Jackson. Tell him your name.
731-926-0836. 731-926-0836. Just call me or text me that you want to play, your company's name, what day you'd like to play on. We'll get you signed up.
That's either Friday or Saturday.
Friday the 19th at noon we're going to tee off, or Saturday morning at 8 o'clock the 20th of April.
Well, my wife just texted and said she'd sponsor a hole, but sweetheart, we'd already put your name down. So you're already
grandfathered in.
Yeah, you're already in debt right now.
You're obligated.
So, yeah. So, but we do appreciate.
Absolutely. We're thankful again, and don't take you for granted, by the way.
But listen, in reality, we need you to get a hold of Wesley. I don't know nothing about the golf tournament. I'm not a golfer. Wesley is the golfer, he is the one that is the organizer of this golf tournament, so please reach out to Wesley. I'm going to be coming around seeing some of y'all. I do know how to knock on the door and ask. I'll be doing that, but Wesley is the golf tournament, so give him your phone number again, Wesley.
Yeah, it's 731-926-0836. That's 731-926-0836. Or also, Tommy, this year what I was trying to do with the golf tournament is on our whole sponsorship signs, we're going to try to get everybody's logo on our, not just our banner, but on the signs on the whole. So you can send me your logo along with the information, and I can get it personalized kind of to your brand recognition there to my email. And that's wesley@corinthfreedomcenter.com.
And remember, what we're doing is that we pay for half the guys' trip see us, and we pay a meaning that y'all in the community do. So y'all sponsor a half a guy every time that you do support us and help us. We ask them to come up with the other half, and some of them can't, and local churches will provide the other half sometimes, or people, and we're very thankful for that. And so, you know, it costs to take care of everybody and feed them and to have a staff that takes care of them. And so we're thankful for y'all providing for their help and their
care. It cost us about $6,000 to keep a guy for 3 months.
Yeah.
So we asked them to come up with three. All of them can't come up with three. Some of them comes up with a little
whatever
money.
They can come up
but
with.
But we're going to make it work because we want to help. And we do have churches like Grace Chapel that's got a fund sitting there for us. Golden Central just helped this other guy come. Yeah. We've had other churches.
First Pres has helped us.
First Pres. Antioch Baptist has helped. There's a lot of churches in this community that has helped get men in our program. But we need to raise that other money just to match that.
Yeah.
You know, and to have that money sitting there. And another big thing last year that we want to have this year was so important to us was the Rooster Run. The Rooster Run raised almost $30,000 for us last year. And so we've had that money sitting in Living Free, and Living Free has helped offset a lot of these guys that couldn't come. So this golf tournament this year is going to be critical. It is very important for the life and the heartbeat of the Freedom Center. And, guys, we need your help. Mm. We need your help. $1,000 hole sponsors, get a hold of Wesley or me to make it happen. We need at least 25, 26 more.
Yeah, I forgot one more, Tommy. You know, Jordan Quinn and Orma Smith over here, they're going to sponsor a hole at Canopy Nation. So we're thankful for them and how big of a part they play in it.
And, of course, you said the mattress store in Wilco stuff. So it's our life. So, listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some things that goes on at the Freedom Center and what hope looks like. And sometimes we may even suck the air out of hope because we may say something wrong. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
This This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Hey guys, we welcome you back to our third segment of Hope. It's our weekly radio show here in Corinth. It is really birthed out of Living Free Ministries, the Freedom Center, and things. So it's a way we can stay in contact with our community weekly, let you know what's going on. Often we have guests here that's sharing their story, sharing what they're doing. I mean, we've had a lot of different guests over the year, and we always like to have guests. But today it is us three, me, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson. We're talking about the Freedom Center. We're talking about fundraising, our golf tournament that's going on April the 19th, April the 20th, Shiloh Ridge. We're going to tee off Friday at 12 o'clock, Saturday morning at 8. We're going to have lunch on Friday. We're going to have some donuts and stuff. We'll have lunch for you when you get done Saturday and things. So it's a great way to help. It's a great, great way to have a good time. But the big thing, it's a great way to help us financially to continue to do what we do. And one way is that you can see is make an appointment. Call us. Set up a time to come see what's going on at the Freedom Center. Wesley, one of the things I love to do is pull up and our parking lot's full.
Yeah, I thought about that yesterday. Yesterday morning we had 15 guys sitting around the table doing Proverbs. And yeah, it's just an awesome sight when you see that kind of activity. I'm looking forward as we grow into that.
Well, when I pull up, and from the first time we seen that old rough building, and now we pull up and the team is sitting there, four or five cars, and then we have volunteers there, and the parking lot's full.
Yeah.
And it looks like, there ain't a whole lot of traffic on that road. So it just means something, and so we're thankful we get to do it. We see guys come to us as drug addicts, guys that's beat down, guys that's had life sucked out of them, and really don't know what hope looks like. And we have an opportunity to introduce them to hope And Bobby, the verse that come to my mind coming over here this morning was that, I think it's in Romans 2, verse 4 or something. It's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance.
Yeah.
So what to me, that verse there is calling us to love on these guys.
Yep.
Love on these guys. And you know, now we're all in the flesh. We all got human faults and stuff. And some days we let people's actions and ways determine my attitude toward them.
Yeah.
And that ain't what that scripture says. I am to love them. Yeah. I am to be kind to them and love on them. I'm certainly not here to judge them.
And listen to the setup. Like that was verse 4. You want to hear verse 1? Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, any one of you who judge. Hmm. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. And he said, have you forgotten something? That it was the kindness of God that led you to repentance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not the judgment of
exactly.
man.
Not the judgment even of God, right? It was the mercy of God on top of the judgment that was what broke through. You know, it was like, hey, I already know what I deserve. You know, I need somebody to tell me that there's hope.
My journey started with my wife getting me to go to church. But when I walked in the church door, it was Mark and Lane Cartwright hugging on me and almost crying the fact that I walked in the church door and say, man, I am glad you're here. And I'm wondering, what the heck are you glad I'm here? I'm not glad I'm here. I'm here because my wife begged me to come.
And they handed you the prayer list.
But then they just, loved on me.
Yeah.
And stuff. And Bobby, that's something we're learning. We're not here to judge somebody. We certainly not the judge. And to be honest with you, the first 5 years, I've been in this journey 25, 26 years now. The first 5 years of this journey, maybe even longer, I was a legalistic snob. You was going to hell, Bobby. Everybody was going to hell, I thought. And I was judging
people. Except you, of course.
Yeah, except for me. And that's the way most legalistic people think.
Yeah.
And
everybody stuff. Messed up except me.
But one of the things we're learning, Wesley, is to love on people. You know, no matter where they come from, no matter what they like, you know, whether it's the first day, you know, our mission up first few days is really to love on them. But us take our guy that's been there 6 weeks, and for whatever reason, we think that they ought to be where we're at 26 years, you know. And I have to remind myself, man, where I was at in the first 6 weeks of my journey.
Big time.
Even with like where Wesley and Ronnie and Ralph is, I had to remind myself where I was at during that time of the
absolutely.
Journey. And stuff. So, but that verse there stood out to me. And then in our meeting Monday morning, our team meeting after we took a beating, the verse that stood out to me was really the fruit of the Spirit. I'm called to be gentle. If I have the fruit of the Spirit, it's nowhere in there. It's judgmental, or I'm not
harsh,
the lawyer. Yeah,
you know, it's gentle and patient and kind.
Yeah,
you know. Well, I was thinking about like one of my favorite texts that is related is that what's my responsibility to somebody who's comes in suffering? You know, and. Wesley is going to read a passage out of Isaiah that talks about how this was quoted about Jesus. And but before you get to there, like for me, it was like, these guys are broke down. I mean, they've had to check themselves into some place. And who knows what they've been through to get them there, you know? And so I know something about them. I know that they need to have something to believe in that's going to sustain them. And so my job, this is out of Jude at the end of the passage, it says to build them up with the most holy faith, right? It's like I'm supposed to build them up with something new to believe in than they have believed. And then the second thing it says is to keep yourself in the love of God. Keep loving, you know. And then I love this. It says this, and have mercy on those who doubt. And then it says, save others by snatching them out of the fire. And to others, show mercy with fear. Like this, have mercy, show mercy, keep yourself in the love of God. You know, it's like all of these things tell me, it's like I have to be merciful to broken people. And I have to be the guy that's going to build them up, not the guy that's going to tear them down and say, you know, you ought to be farther along or something along those lines. And so Wesley has a passage that's quoted about the Lord Jesus. And read that passage out of Isaiah.
Yeah, so this is Isaiah 42. This is verse 1. I'm going to read 1 through 4 because it kind of tells the entirety of it. But it tells what God does in our lives, not... You know, I got to remember, I don't do it, but God does. It says, behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth. And the coastlands wait for his law.
Yeah, so here's this great picture of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the only people that he talks about is these people who the light's almost out, just barely flickering candle, or this guy who's been bruised so bad that he's laid over. And I thought about, like, you know, Jesus began his ministry, of course, being tempted, and it was a testimony to his righteousness, and because even after tempting, he didn't fall like our first Adam did. But what happens is the very first thing he does is he walks into the synagogue and he picks up a scroll of Isaiah and he begins reading. And here's what he read. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to people that are broke down. And he sent me to heal their broken hearts and to set them free. And the Bible says that he just closed the book and said, this very day, this is that guy, you're looking at him, he showed up. And so he didn't come in and say, I've come to condemn you guys, you know, y'all need to straighten your act up. You're all a bunch of sorry, you know, misfits. What he did was, is he said, I've come to take people that have been broken by sin, and I've come to heal their broken hearts, and I've come to set them free. That's what I came to do. And I have some good news for you that were broken down. The guy that can heal you is present, you know. And I don't care how weak you are and how broken you are. The ministry of the church and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is to have mercy on you and to rescue you and to put our arms around you and help you out of the ditch and to show you the Jesus who heals broken hearts and who sets captives free, you know, and we're all caught up in it. I mean, like, you may not have had a drug addiction or something, but, you know, there isn't any of us that weren't bound by sin before Jesus came.
I'm going to give you this verse, and then we're going to have to take our last break. I've always thought if you want to be near the Lord, Psalms 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. And he saves those who are crushed in spirit.
That's it.
Don't say nothing about being a religious snobber.
Well, and here's the other thing. So if the Lord's in us, that means we're to draw near to the brokenhearted.
Yeah,
and
that's what.
And we're to rescue those who are crushed in spirit.
If we
we're not to pass judgment on them. So, well, you know what? I'll tell you what, man, you're getting what you deserve, dude. You made the bed, you need to sleep in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How about rescuing them?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap this up. We're talking about the Freedom Center, the golf tournament, and how to love on people.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922.
You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here on Highway 72 in Corinth, Mississippi. March is always mattress months for us, and with that, we have deals waiting on you. We have the largest inventory anyone in North Mississippi, from twins to kings, all sizes on sale this month. Listen, we always have a delivery option. We have finance options just for you. Remember, folks, you got to come 3 miles west of high prices in March to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome back to our last segment of this Thursday morning's radio show. It's Hope. We've talked about the Freedom Center. We do have open beds, guys. If you're struggling, if you're ready to commit to make a 12-week journey of life-changing events in your life, go to our webpage, carnfreedomcenter.com. Fill that application out. Wesley will be in touch with you pretty quick. If you fill that application out online, he'll be with you pretty quick. We can make that happen quick. Matter of fact, if you'll do the application, and we'd have you in there Monday probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least Monday. And if you need to make it sooner, we'll do whatever we have to do. But We'd love to take two more guys and go forward with it. So, and we talked about how it's funded.
Yeah.
Our golf tournament is coming up. It's a big day, April the 19th and 20th. We're looking for whole sponsors. We just got Billy's Pawn Shop at Boonville, my friend Matt Mooney. Who did we mention somebody else right there? We had a couple more, so we're getting there, but we probably still need at least 25 slots. We'll be in touch with the ones that's been on it before. But man, we need a few new ones. We'd love for you to sign up for your business, individual, church, whatever it may be, to be part of our golf tournament and things, on that day. It's April the 19th, 20th. You can play either day. And have your team there, but it's a bigger way. It's bigger than that for us. It's a way that we fund this year's Freedom Center. We have a budget, and that budget is really relying on the golf tournament. So, again, we do have places for you to get help. So, all right, tonight at Living Free Ministries, I'm excited about it. Corey and Tamala Stewart is going to be sharing, and man, we're excited. Both of them's Home of Grace alumni. Tamala went in 2017, Corey went in 2022. Yeah. So we'd invite you tonight to come here. It's the first time that they've ever shared together, so we're excited about it. And then we'll have you a meal for right after our meeting tonight. And so you're invited. Come out and support Tamla and Corey. Hear hope, hear encouragement. See how they've made it through their marriage because of one thing, the Lord Jesus. They're in church at the Church of the Crossroads and very involved there too. So as we left, old Bobby, we was talking about what our mission is each day is to love on folks, be kind to folks, be gentle with folks. You want to wrap that up right quick? Phil says we got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Four. So one additional reminder is that we are a not-for-profit 501c3. Yeah. And so for those of you who have donated with us before, you already know that. But for those of you who might be coming on and joining the team and sponsoring some guys through the golf tournament, remember that we are 501c3. Yeah, Tommy, I mean, you know, this is a simple deal. We don't judge people by their behavior because Christ didn't judge us by our behavior. I mean, what Christ knew about me, and this is what it says about the Lord Jesus. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Mm. The world was condemned already. Jesus came to rescue it from condemnation, you know. And so sometimes we look at a sinner or somebody that's blowing it and, you know, not moving along very well, and it's easy to pass judgment on them, and then we kind of join the accuser of the brethren and begin accusing them, instead of building them up in the most holy faith, instead of loving them and having mercy on them, which is the Christian thing, because that's exactly how the Lord Jesus treated me. Wesley?
Or one of the things I think that comes to my mind, Bobby, and that I've even done often, I guess, myself in my struggle, is whenever I will witness to folks and I'll give my testimony to them, is I'll make the mistake that oftentimes people mistake, and I'll lead and make it come off even sometimes as a thing where it sounds like this whole change in my life and this big thing that's happened is somehow by way of my doing. And so when people hear that and they start comparing it to their life and they're like, well, my life didn't change like that. Mm-hmm. If I don't lead with the fact that the only reason, the only way, or the only thing that ever changed my life was the Lord Jesus and how he moved up on mm-hmm. my life and how he changed my heart. If I'm not always quick to lead with that and give the glory on the front end to what God does in our life, then people will be
he
like,
found
well,
me. I didn't
well,
find
well, that's
him.
That's it. And people will start to be like, well, that ain't happened to me. And it's comparative by name. Why ain't it happened to me? Does the Lord love me? Am I, you know, I can be kind of this self-righteous prick, if you will, about, you know, all this change has happened and I can take the
guilty
glory from God.
Yeah.
You know, instead of leading with it. The fact is that God moved in my life.
If you would only do what I did, then God would treat you better. Wait a minute, God's the merciful
one,
man.
I don't ever want people to hear what I've done in my life, but what's happened in my life by way of what God did in my life. And it's easy to blur the muddy the waters with that.
Amen. All right, we got to wrap it up. Dr. Phil is waving at us, and hey, he will cut you off, no matter if you're going or not. But listen, we want to invite you out to Living Free tonight at 6 o'clock. Corey and Tamla Stewart sharing. It's going to be good. I'm excited. It's their first time to share and stuff. We start at 6. We'll have you a meal. Reach out to us about the golf tournament. We're going to read a verse right quick.
Yeah, let me do the closing prayer today because
gotta hurry.
What I want to do is I want to add the passage that was right before it that we just talked about. Beloved, build yourselves up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit and keep yourselves in the love of God. And have mercy on those who doubt and save others by snatching them out of the fire. And to others show mercy with fear. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty and dominion and authority before all time and now and forever.
Amen. 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 Thank you.